Today on Theologically Thinking, we'll hear from Paula Charifides, a regular contributor, about the life of St. Basil.
When I was growing up in the Midwest, New Year's Eve was a night to play games, snack on delicacies, and watch the ball go down over Times Square on television. Immediately after midnight, my mother served a round loaf of sweet yeast bread, fragrant with brandy and decorated with sesame and almonds, spelling out the year. Inside hid a coin, carefully polished and covered with foil. "In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit," said my mother, as she cut the bread in the sign of the cross. Then she cut a piece for the Lord, a piece for the house, and finally a piece for each person, from the oldest to the youngest. We bit into our bread, eagerly looking for the coin, and whoever found it was encouraged to light a candle in church to ensure good fortune for the new year. Vasilopita, Basil's bread, is baked by Orthodox Christians to celebrate the new year. The tradition might be traced to a story told about St. Basil. When St. Basil was Archbishop of Caesarea in the 4th century in Asia Minor, the Emperor Valens sent a soldier to warn Basil that the Christians in his district would be so heavily taxed that they would not be able to feed their families. St. Basil went to the wealthiest people in the community, who generously donated money and jewels to help their poorer brethren. Basil gathered this wealth in a basket and went before the emperor's soldier, saying, "Look, use this to pay the taxes of the poor Christians and leave them alone." The soldier threatened Basil's life, but Basil answered, "Fire, death by swords, and beasts that tear our flesh give us joy rather than fear. You may do whatever you like, but let the emperor know that nothing will persuade me to compromise the faith." The soldier, chagrined by Basil's faith and impressed by Basil's love for his fellow man, did not take the wealth, but instead promised to leave the Christians alone. Basil did not know what each nobleman had contributed, so he had the coins and jewels baked into small loaves of bread. After the divine liturgy, he gave each family one loaf, and whatever happened to be in it was their luck. Whether this story is true or not, the Vasilopita is a fitting tribute to this great spokesman for Christianity. Basil established the rules of monasticism that are still followed today, and he first formalized the divine liturgy. Known for his compassion, he was the first bishop to found orphanages and homes for the aged. The best medical care of the time was in the hospitals St. Basil founded in monasteries. He started philanthropic groups to help the poor and unfortunate. Today, community Vasilopita celebrations are held all over the United States to support St. Basil's Academy for orphaned and underprivileged children. Basil was one of 6 children who all became nuns, priests, or bishops. One of his brothers was St. Gregory of Nyssa, and his best friend was St. Gregory of Nazianzus. This great humanitarian and saint of the church fell asleep in the Lord January 1, 379 AD.
This has been Theologically Thinking here on the sister stations of the Orthodox Christian Network.